All right, I'd entertain a motion to come out of executive.
So moved.
Got a motion from Councilman Waller, got a second from Councilman Redcorn. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. We are now out of executive, back into open session. We are back on live feed, I assume. I would like to go through the executive session and let our shareholders know exactly what we discussed and if any action we need. The first issue under executive was the calendar of the Minerals Council. There was discussion. Do I have a motion to change our dates to the first Friday and the third Wednesday? So essentially, we'd be moving up our Friday meeting by a week, I think. That's how that would work out almost every time. So I'd need that in the form of a motion, please.
I make the motion that we move it to the first Friday and then continue with the
third Wednesday. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Got a motion out of Councilwoman Gray, a second out of Councilman Waller. Any discussion? Hearing none. Let's do a roll call.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
So beginning in September will be the first Friday and the third Wednesday. Motion approved.
This announcement stage.
The Wednesday date will be the same every month as it's already been scheduled. The September date will be 7th.
The regular meeting 19th.
Yes.
I'd just like to clarify is that we're needing that time implemented in there because of how we're going to restructure with our committees. And I feel like it's necessary to give us time to prepare.
Appreciate that, Councilman Waller. We will post a calendar of our Minerals Council dates on the website and on the building here. But just for the record, it will always be the first Friday and the third Wednesday to give us a little more time with our committees. The next thing on the agenda was the consultation with legal counsel. There was nothing to come out of that other than just discussion with the attorney about contracts. The permitting policy and regulations, I think the discussion was basically that we would create a committee of the whole to look at the regs. I'm going to need that in the form of a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion from Councilman Waller. Do I have a second from Councilman Red Eagle? Any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Can I clarify? Create a committee as a whole to...
Create a committee of the whole to work on the CFR regs. It's a motion from Waller, second from Red Eagle.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very well. Who will be the chair? I'll be the chair. Is there any opposition to that?
I just had a comment. Didn't we already make Paul and I the chair, or Paul the co-chairs?
Of the
CFR?
No.
Yes.
Are we writing the CFRs?
No.
Yes, we did. I made
the
motion.
Yeah, I actually just had the CFR 1906. This is the permitting policies and regulations, so I think it's up to you.
This is a committee of the whole.
Because how could we have done that? We just voted on it.
Well, we voted on it, if I may clarify. Yeah. We voted on creating it. Question now is the chairmanship. And I believe Councilwoman Foreman was indicating we had a previous motion to tackle these, and the two individuals were Ms. Foreman and Mr. Rebar. And I'm in agreement with that, if that's okay with the council. Sorry?
It was the lease. It wasn't ever the CFR lease.
I apologize. I think it was the lease.
So I need a motion to have a chair because I got a feeling there's contention against that. So have a motion?
Yes.
Motion from Councilman Waller for Chair Harlan to serve as the chair of this committee. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Councilwoman Gray. Do a roll call, please.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redeagle?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. The last item on the agenda was Martin Dell Consulting, who gave a presentation to us. I believe the discussion ended with there needed to be further discussion about a comprehensive plan, and somebody correct me if that's wrong.
We did do a discussion, but I think we also have set precedence that any of these presentations will go through the Business Development Committee, and then we will come out with a recommendation.
Okay, so do you want to send this back to committee and you guys come out with a recommendation?
Well, I think that we need to go to Business Development to look at what services that they have, they explain that they have, and exactly what we're needing based upon the information that they give us.
Okay, in a form of a motion?
Make the motion that this goes to the Business Development Committee.
Second from Councilman Waller. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
How is this Business Development?
Review of the contract.
Are we going to end up with a contract with them?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the Business Development.
Or is that a budget?
It'll go to budget. It'll go to Business Development, and if there's a cost associated with it, it will go to the Budget Committee, and then it will come to the full council.
Recommended by.
Councilman Redcorn, did you have?
Thank you, Chair. I'm in agreement with Councilwoman Rewald. Foreman.
Not Rewald, but that's
fine. Close. I think we're putting the cart before the horse. We need to look at if there's fundamentally and technically things wrong, we can identify those and go after those. And I assume you're assuming the Natural Gas Committee?
I brought this to you as the Natural Gas Committee.
Yeah. So I think it needs to go through that first, and then once it's vetted through there, then it goes to whomever.
Because it's not developing business.
It's not, yeah. I think I agree.
I got a motion and a second to go to Business Development. Councilman Redeagle?
I tend to agree that since Council Lady Foreman started this and that gas, maybe it needs to start there.
Okay, do you want to rescind your motion?
I will rescind that motion and make the motion that it will go to the Gas Committee, then go to the Budget Committee because there is money associated with that in the budget.
Will you second that motion?
As recommended by, it goes to your committee, then goes to budget, then comes to us. Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we've rescinded the original motion and second. We have a new motion from Councilwoman Gray that this matter with Martin Dell Consulting will go to the Gas Committee and then to Budgeting Committee before it's brought back to the entire council. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by nay. The ayes have it. I don't believe Councilman Redcorn voted.
Aye.
Okay.
But I had a comment.
I was a little bit ahead of you. You can go ahead and make a comment
okay.
now.
Okay, thank you. Conversation was made that the dollars are not there for consultation dollars in the budget for oil and gas, and that kind of alarms me because I think we need to be involved heavily in oil and gas and getting our tackling and looking at all the resources that are available. So I just want to make sure that, when we're going to budget, we need to ensure that, we're not cutting things over here when the most important thing we need to be doing is tackling oil and gas issues.
Let me say I agree with Councilman Redcorn, and that just to justify, I got a feeling I might be stepping on Marvin's toes here, but only one piece of our budget has been worked on. The other, the major component, hasn't been developed yet.
Okay.
So if that helps you in any way,
just
go ahead.
Exactly.
I knew I was being too. Okay.
Just so you know that one of the things that we've done in the budget and finance committee is that we are looking at how to spend the monies that we have to the end of the year. The second thing we are doing is we put in an appropriation for our indirect cost and office space. That's what we're asking for. We did cut. We did ask for some additional monies for consultant because we know we need consultants. I mean, that's consistently what we've heard. We did have to cut $12,000 and some odd change on that. Now, on our $250,000 for our first quarter, our $1 million, we will still have a consultant line item. We're just going to have to make adjustments, but will that money be there? The answer is yes. So
we've only done one phase.
We just did, yeah. So,
and I would encourage you to jump in and attend those meetings if you have the opportunity. I think it's important for everybody to jump in as they start budget work on that particular pot of money. Councilman Redcorn?
Thank you, Chair. It's just, I'll use the acronym of KIDS, you know, we're screaming and hollering, but I just want to say I want to be the voice to ensure we get increased dollars for consultation because we really, really need it. So I fought before, I'm going to do it now. And whatever it takes, like you're saying, go to the meetings. I'm not on the budget committee. I have respect to that they'll make the right decisions. And that's why I'm saying this now. And I'm sure you are, Mr. Waller. Just, you're here in Tolly Redcorn right now, Councilman. More dollars, which I can't say cheerleading for.
You did.
For more dollars. I'm impressing or stressing. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so that takes care of all the matters that were in executive, and as always, we're trying to be transparent in the best way we can to come out and decide any action in the public. That moves us to old business, and we have a matter that was held over. Councilman Waller, did you have something?
Yes, right after you get done, I'd like to ask on two items. They're actually be going into September's meetings. But you had an item you need to discuss?
Yes, the Osage Well Plugging Performance Schedule proposal has been passed out. I ask everybody to take a minute to look at it. The cover letter was in your notebook, but this part was missing from it. This is something I'm pretty sure that Bill worked on. Gene has reviewed it. We need to go ahead and pass this if we can so that we can get it submitted to the Eastern Region and try to draw down that money if we can get it.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion from Councilman Waller, a second from Councilman Redcorn. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Let's do a roll call because it is a large grant. And the motion is to submit this to the Eastern Region, this proposal to the Eastern Region.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman
Redcorn? Yes.
Motion passes.
Very well. We will clean up that letter, put it on letterhead, fill in the blanks where it's blank, and we'll get this sent off as soon as possible.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Lynn, you submitted a budget. Will that be attached to this?
For the 176.
I don't understand
why
it
needs attached to that one. That.
Because it's still in committee, that's why.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it needs to be attached to that. Okay. This was work that we had done when it was still in the appropriations.
Gotcha. Side. Okay.
Now, this is all just right. A proposal, but before anything's expended, we'll come back to committee.
Yeah, we have
okay.
But we have
so. It's going to come back to committee before anything's expended out.
Just so you know that he did submit the budget in committee. We just didn't act on it because we had the other stuff. But it is in committee.
Okay, good deal. Okay, Councilman Waller, you had two old business?
Yes, under old business, we had the Oklahoma, State of Oklahoma had the MOU for our transportation improvement program. They're going to have an email, I believe we've already received it.
Yes.
From Rhonda Fair, have we distributed it out to everyone yet?
It was just a request asking that we don't.
Be on the agenda, okay, well then we'll just wait. The changes have been made that held it up. One of them was the 10% rule amount on the gravel, that's been in there. And also they put a clause in over the aggregate, so we won't have the effort of someone not covering us like they did on Marlisville's location. The state's going to approve that, we'll see that. Second item is One Oak's not going to be able to close out at the end of the year on storage unit. They're having to boost the last of the gas out. The contract ends in November this year. They would like to come before us and ask this council, maybe we would not hold them liable for remediation until they finish with the gas, which they're going to need 4 to 5 months approximately, but I'd like to just have them come in front of our council. That's all I have. Thank you.
You'll just let us know the date you want them on. Councilman Redcorn?
If I may, Chair, thank you. Could we have our chairman and our attorney in this ODOT meeting?
It's going to be the meeting of the whole.
They're going to be here?
Yeah.
To present all of us.
Yeah. Councilwoman Foreman?
I have one other comment. Now that we're still on the subject, $121 million in our long-range plan. These are all the monies that we're putting into the building, the roads and bridges. The element as far as why we're doing it, because of the gross production tax, and that we are having the TIP program because of the usage of our moving fuel, so the trucks, so we can cover every bit of the program. Thank you.
Let me go to Councilwoman Foreman.
I had a question about the One Oak storage contract, that's gas storage?
Yes.
Okay, is it possible to see the contract?
Yes, it's available. But they don't want it anymore, so they've been trying to get out of it.
They want the storage unit?
No, they're going to release it because, ma'am, because what they're going to tell you is they don't want to put the $22 million back in to upgrade it anyway. They have one in Tuttle that's so giant that they really don't need this. They saved it for bad weather, and then they paid us for 4 years with the lightest winter we possibly had. So they're just going to not upgrade it. And that's where I think once we get out of the contract, like come from the council, DOE is paying for nothing but wind farms and solar. We need to go in there and have them go ahead and restructure the storage unit so we can use it later when we gather your system or take it in kind. Holly Farms will lay us a line from there, or we'll sell it right back to One Oak when it's winter.
Councilman McGregor?
I have a question for Councilmember Waller. That $121 million, is that for the state of Oklahoma or is that Osage County?
That's just our Osage County projects that we will be involved in 2021.
Okay, I have a question for...
Oh, and then set aside, this is so it protects that funding out of federal highways.
Okay, so my other question is, this comes back to legislatively, how we look at when the contractors that will get these, once they let these contracts,
yes.
That if, because some of these, this rock, this aggregate, all this comes from our land. Is there a way that we can come up with a fee base? I'm always about trying to make us money here. That money will come back even if we ask for 1% of that money from
the land. We actually asked for 10 and it does come directly back to us.
It does, okay. Just wanted to just clarify that.
Let me go here first and then I'll come back to you, Tony.
Thank you, Chair.
Let me get Councilman Reddy.
Wait, I have a question. Is it from the contractors will pay that 10%?
Yes, whoever the contract is let out, if we don't waive it and they actually take it out of there, that will be used in the 10% permitting. But we won't be needing that. We'll be waiving most of it because they're going to make a deal with the landowner.
Okay, so I'm going back to, I really think we need to look at that 10%. I didn't know what that percentage was. Of anyone who does work here, if it's almost like a tarot fee, and I want to say tax, I'm going to say fee, because we can collect fees. So any contract that's let comes back to this group.
She's told us that 3 times today. Everybody pay attention, we collect fees. Let me go to
fees.
Did you have something else?
Yes, that really won't be the question here. What had happened is that the event where they were crushing it over there at Bartlesville, they didn't know that guy was doing it. That won't happen again. But this other is that anytime that we have a project with the nation on the TIC program, they're moving under 5,000 cubic yards, I think we should waive it anyway, just like we're doing on other projects. And if it's not, it's 10%.
We can sure look at it. Let's go to Councilman Redigal.
On the gross production tax, which he was referring to, I talked to the sheriff over, and she said there is a way you can get the state of Oklahoma to reveal some of those numbers, where it goes when it gets back to Osage County. He said, she also said there's a lobbyist at the Osage Nation. Whoever that is, I don't know. They're in Washington, D.C.
It's David Mullen.
They can help us on this.
Mm-hmm. It's David Mullen. That's who does it. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. We talked about ODOT. It's been a year or so. I remember being told, I don't know where, that all Osage County, the ODOT projects would not happen until we get this thing resolved. I was wanting to know if we get a chair and our legal to just confirm that.
Chair.
The way I understand it, they're not spending our dollars until the Mineral Council, and I'm assuming it's the Mineral Council, comes up with this, how we're going to come up with a solution.
That's correct, sir.
I will make time for Gene and I to meet with Councilman Waller and get that history on it, and we'll move forward from there. Obviously, I wasn't here for a year ago, so. Councilwoman Gray.
I have to go back to what I didn't want us to overlook in new business that I said I would make a resolution to reimburse Mr. Lynn on his trip to Ada, and we didn't pass that. We said we'd wait and do it.
Oh, we held it. Okay.
We held it. So
are you making a motion right now?
I make the motion that we allow reimbursement for travel and meals or per diem to Mr. Lynn for his trip to the EPA meeting yesterday.
In Ada.
I'll say it.
Got a motion from Councilwoman Gray to reimburse Director Bill Lynn for his travel to Ada to the EPA meeting on behalf of the Minerals Council. Got a second from Councilman Redigal. Eagle. Any further discussion?
Question
from Councilman Waller?
Call
for the question. I'm sorry. I thought you said you had a question. Call for the question. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. We'll direct Lacey to prepare the necessary paperwork for Mr. Lynn to be reimbursed. I think that takes care of everything with the exception of housekeeping. And the housekeeping is, we are meeting with our strategic planning consultant next Thursday and Friday. In fact, she was calling me for my interview just now. That's why I took that call. If you have not completed the Bergman, which I know nobody but me has, please complete that, because, and you know what, I took it and I got the results back like in 30 minutes, and I was real surprised how right on it was. They want to use those to facilitate this. It doesn't take very long, maybe 30, 45 minutes to fill it out. It's very redundant in some places. I think they're testing your patience when they do that. So please do that. Also, you need to make contact with, she has sent us all emails. It's Nancy Benthian. And you need to make contact with her, although she reached out to me and scheduled my call for today. It takes about 30 minutes to do a follow-up. The other thing that I mentioned to Nancy, and this sort of came as a attempt to include our shareholders, I suggested, and Nancy thought it was a good idea, and if you don't know, Nancy is the cultural innovations strategic planner that'll be with us. I suggested that we pick a non-family shareholder to spend time with the consultants to give what they want out of the Minerals Council. As long as it's not your family member, just giving your opinion, if we all just picked one person and said, you know, that what they're looking at is Thursday afternoon, you would spend just a few minutes in kind of a panel discussion with this, with the strategist, and they would, you know, take comments from shareholders. And I just really thought that was a good way to include our shareholders into our process. Councilwoman Foreman?
Each one of us would pick one,
so we would have eight unless we picked the same person. Non-family shareholder. Yeah. Who could be present Thursday afternoon. We're looking, and she'll give us a definitive schedule, but we're looking at Thursday afternoon, say around 1 o'clock. This will be at the SkyTube Casino. We've already reserved rooms for everybody to spend the night there. If you have some reason why you're not able or don't want to spend the night there, please let Lacey know. The first day will start at 9 o'clock. You have to have your Berkman thing done, and you have to have had your communication with the strategist done at that time. I don't imagine it would take very long. I also would suggest that we let Lacey know who our designated shareholder would be, so we could get an invitation to them to come and join us. And if we could do that today, I think everybody's pretty much, I can see everybody's head spinning who you want to pick. If you could let them know, and I think that's fine, if she's a shareholder, great. If you could let them know who it is you want to be over there.
Excuse me, what day?
That's Thursday the 20th. Is that the, it's the 23rd. So we're over there Thursday 23rd and Friday the 24th in SkyTube for this. It will be closed because it's a strategic planning, but we want to open it up to a designee. And I would suggest that we pick people who are active with the Minerals Estate in some way, who are paying attention, know what's going on. And we know we have a lot of folks who come to our meetings and such, or who are active in the community about knowing what's going on. And I know they have opinions, and I know they talk to other folks. So be mindful of that. If today, before you leave, you could let Lacey know so that we could take care of that invitation, because it is coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Those were the only announcements I had. Our next meeting will be September, what was that date, Councilman Waller? Was it the 4th or the 5th?
7th.
Yeah. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Got a motion from Councilman Redcorn, a second from Councilman Waller. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, we're adjourned. And go ahead, and we're off the record now.